Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are celebrating our second anniversary of Hope Is Here this week, and blessed to have one of our first guests we had, Sherry Matherly, shared her powerful story of how she was able to survive a gunshot to the wound to the head, close range from her soon-to-be ex-husband, and just a miracle that she's even alive. And she's had some challenges, but she has stayed faithful over the past 16 years. And most of all, she has found hope through a relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So if you missed that yesterday interview we had with her, the first part, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and you will be really blessed and encouraged. But Sherry, we ended yesterday's program talking about how you stepped out in faith and went on a retreat with me and 50 other single adults up to Country Lake Retreat Center, owned by Southeast Christian Church in Louisville, Kentucky. They own this beautiful retreat center I'd highly recommend called Country Lake in southern Indiana, just across the river in Indiana from Louisville there. But Joe Donaldson, who is on staff at Southeast Christian, just a phenomenal communicator. He talked about John chapter 15, the vine, the branches. What did you learn that week from that, weekend from that?
The vine... Joe explained how we are the branches, there's the vine, that Jesus is the vine. And he actually had a second branch in it. But when we're connected to that vine, like he showed like the branches were in the vine. And it made just how that he sustained us when we're in the vine. Because I'm the branch, and I'm in the vine, and he stays us. So long as I'm connected to him, then he takes care of me. I related that to Psalms 23, that he's my shepherd. Mm-hmm. If I stay connected with, follow my shepherd, then he takes care of me, watches over me, and then he takes care of everything I need. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really good. Yep, the shepherd takes care of his sheep in Psalm 23, and then the vine and the branches. Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. And Jesus said, if a person remains in me, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do
nothing.
Nothing. And so maybe right now you feel like you're not doing anything with your life. You just feel defeated, just frustrated. Maybe it's because you've gotten away from the vine, from Jesus. I would encourage you to go visit a church this morning. Lots of great churches in central Kentucky. Be glad to help you find one. Maybe you had a bad experience at church. And, you know, I've heard people say sometimes, oh, I don't like church. They're full of hypocrites. And always kind of smile at them and said, it's all right. We got room for one more. And so the fact of the matter is we're all kind of hypocrites in one form or another, maybe not intentionally necessarily, but man, Jesus wants to speak to you, and he will do that at his bride, the church. So one of the things, Sherry, also John chapter 5 really spoke to you about the man that wanted to be healed. Share that story.
When I first started my church, my first mentor, she got me and encouraged me to get involved in BSF, Bible Study Fellowship. So I did, went this one year, and they were studying the book of John. When I got to John chapter 5, he's my little John 5 man. It's the story of Jesus healing this man at the pool. He was laying, there was this pool of healing waters, and everybody came to get in the waters to be healed. And this one man was laying there. He couldn't get in the waters because nobody would help him. And it just spoke to me that God said, you know, you can lay here and wallow in your stuff, or you can get up. Because Jesus said, take my hand, said, do you want to get well? Jesus came to him and said, do you want to get well? Take up your mat and walk. So Jesus said, you can lay here and wallow in your stuff. Feel sorry, have your little pity parties, feel sorry yourself. Or you can get up and do something. So that's my little John 5 man. So I thought, okay, I've got to get up and do something. I can't just lay here and wallow, which I could, I kind of was. I have my pity parties, so but I got up and started going to Bible studies and doing all kinds of stuff. So,
yeah, and that's why I wanted to have you share that story, to have you on another day here on Hope Is Here, because Sherry could have wallowed, you know, hey, I got shot in the head by an alcoholic ex-husband, and yet, I mean, she said, no, Jesus once again, if you spend time in God's Word, the Bible says that God's Word will not return void, and there's hope in God's Word. And so that man's laying at the pool of Bethesda for all those years and never did was able to get in the water, but Jesus, before he healed him and helped him, asked him, do you want to get well? And so that man had to make a decision, and so you made a decision and started going to Bible studies, and you could drive a little bit then, so you did that. Yeah. Sometimes you have to get rides, and now you definitely you can't. Yeah. You're not allowed to drive because you have seizures occasionally, but overall you're doing pretty well, but you can't drive to be on the safe side. And yet you shared a real powerful statement with me the other day. Even though you can't drive now, and a lot of times to be a friend you got to be able to drive and go places, but you shared a pretty powerful statement with me the other day about the amount of friends God's blessed you with.
Oh my goodness gracious, I'm beyond blessed. And as Psalm says, God places the lonely in families, and I'm in big time family because I had to move. Well, I was living, my best neighbor across the street moved. Then the girl that I was renting my house from decided she wanted to sell her house, so I had to move. So I moved, found, my son helped me find an apartment over in the Hamburg area, right in the middle of where all my friends are, close to church. I'm like 2 minutes away from everybody, all my friends. So I had no trouble at all with, matter of fact, when I moved to the apartment, this one lady said, are you the one down there that used to Uber all the time? I said, no, ma'am. I said, but I can't drive, so I have a lot of friends that pick me up. So somebody down there used to Uber all the time. So now I call y'all my Uber. I have lots of Uber drivers. I have my own Uber fleet. So God has blessed me. I mean, just, it's still frustrating that I can't drive. Like, you know, my message. They called me, they had my medicine's ready across the street, the drugstore. Okay, so I had to call somebody to come get me. Or I could walk across Manawargo, get it. No, I would not do that. I can't do that. I attempted, but I couldn't. But it's still frustrating sometimes that I can't drive. But for my own protection and my own, for me not going crazy, I did sell my car.
Yeah, not to be tempted, you know, hey.
Because it wouldn't. Like my son said, don't make a good boy go bad, Mom. That car sitting there, I could have didn't me go bad.
Well, and I sure have shared that. Two things. One, we all have disappointments, challenges, and she's got some. She shared them, and yet she chooses to have joy. And God has blessed her, so maybe you think you've got issues, but most of the people that listen, not everybody, but I would think 90% can probably drive, and so be thankful that you can do that, number one. Number two, though, God provides. And he's done that for Sherry. She said, I've got more friends now than I've ever had, and I can't drive to, quote unquote, go meet friends. But the people, God has blessed you through losing a home that you'd had for several years there, having to downsize because of finances, obviously changing and things. And yet God put you in a place near lots of people who love you and love to give rides. And so God can, he can take care of you. And it may not be the world's way or your way, but his way. But I want to close out this.
Can I say one more thing about the friends?
Yes, ma'am.
And now the friends that I have, I've had friends, but now I have real friends. The friends I have now are truly they love me for who I am, not what I can do for them or what maybe they could get from me or whatever, which I've never had before till now. I mean, these are my true, now I know what a true friend is. They love me just for me. Yeah, I'm very thankful for that. Besides what they do for me, I mean, it's just amazing how God has blessed me with that.
And you're a blessing, though. You've got lots of those friends. Yeah, they provide rides, but a lot of them call you and say, hey, can I come over? And they sit on your couch, and they share their woes and their pain, their disappointment, and you give wisdom, a listening ear, and so you've been able to be a blessing too. So your couch and Kleenex, you've gone through a lot of Kleenex with girlfriends and tears because they needed a safe place, and you have provided that. So I want to let you know that God can always use our situations, no matter how hopeless we think they are, and he's definitely done that in your life, hasn't he?
I feel very hopeless and helpless. So now, I don't feel as hopeless and helpless. Sometimes I kind of do, but not near as bad as I was. Now I know where my hope comes from, where my strength comes from. So now I know where to go.
Amen.
Not that I always do that like I should. I still occasionally have my little pity parties and get
on your high horse sometimes.
get on my high horse. I'm thankful for good friends, mentors. I can't get off my high horse.
Well, we all go through it. Sometimes we have pity parties. Sometimes we get on a high horse, and we say high horse. You're like, what does that mean? We mean pride.
Yeah, exactly.
And we all, and if people are honest, okay, then we all struggle with that some. And I love that about you because you're real and honest about it, yet you always go back to Jesus. Well, we just got a couple minutes left, but I want to share that, you know, we had a guest from the Kentucky Memorial for the Unborn, and Kathy Rutledge, the executive director, and just share how this guest really spoke to you and how God's provided some healing in your life for that, Sherry.
That wall is amazing. I think I shared the first time that I had an abortion. Went through a study. It's called Save One. It's a study for victims of a wound that had abortion that find healing. And in that study, God revealed to me very plainly that my baby was a boy and his name was Matthew. And so I found out you could put have inscriptions, their names on this wall. So I did. So I had his name in Psalms 23, and XOXOXO, which is my thing for kiss and hugs. I've always written, signed that with for my daughter. And but the first time my friend took me down there to see it, it's in Frankfort, the Frankfort Cemetery. And the first time she took me down there to see it, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful wall, and just the healing, just to see your child's name up there, to acknowledge that they are a child. But it's just so much healing, and you could see just looking at it, just touching it, just brought me comfort. Just touching his name, but just reading the names and what people have written, just you feel the pain and the anguish in everybody. And people that put on there to acknowledge that. But there's so much more room where you can add people, there your name. And I would strongly encourage if you had been gone through that or lost a baby.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be abortion. It could be
miscarriage or anything. Have it, because a lot of them on there were miscarriage. To have, acknowledge your child like that, it's so healing to go down there and just, it's a beautiful place. It has two scriptures on there. And the first scripture is Jeremiah, that Rachel's crying for her, weeping for her children. And then on the backside, which is mine, is a Revelation 17, that in the center of the throne is the Lamb, who is their shepherd, and will lead them beside still waters, and that wipe away every tear.
Mm.
So just,
amen.
It's so peaceful to know that they're my babies with
yes.
My shepherd.
Amen. Amen.
And it's just so the peace and healing it brings. It's just amazing.
Well, I want to encourage you to check out their website, Kentucky Memorial for the Unborn.org. That's Kentucky Memorial for the Unborn.org. And see about that. It's for maybe if you've lost a baby through miscarriage or abortion, there's a lot of healing there.
Very, very much. Very healing. Very. You just can't imagine until you go down there. It's so healing and so peaceful and calm.
Well, that's why I love Hope Is Here, that by that guest, Kathy Rutledge from the Kentucky Memorial for the Unborn. Then Sherry heard that, and then a friend, she can't drive, took her, and she went. And then she posted it on Facebook, and several people contacted her friend. And in a private message, just said, hey, I didn't know about this place. I've been through that, either a miscarriage or abortion. And so God is providing hope through Sherry getting healing. So that's why I love doing Hope Is Here, and that's why I wanted to have her as a guest. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
If you've been blessed by Hope Is Here Ministries this year, would you consider making a year-end donation? To make a donation, go to their website, hopeishere.today, where you can make a secure online donation. Or if you prefer to write a check, the mailing address is also listed on the website. Please make your check to Hope Is Here Ministries and mail by December 31st. All your donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today. Thank you for listening and happy holidays.